But front and center this morning, the Lansing School District has a new contract agreement with its 915-member teachers union. The Lansing Board of Education approved the new pact by an 8-1 vote last night, and here to discuss the new 5-year deal is the president of the Lansing Board of Education, Guillermo Lopez. Welcome back to Current State, Guillermo. Good to see you.
Good morning, Mark.
The administration had an $11 million projected deficit that it was looking at, correct?
Correct.
For the next financial, for the next fiscal year?
Correct.
Is that right? And I'm seeing the district got a pay freeze and some other things. But let's clarify the situation first regarding elementary school art, music, and physical education. There were some changes made in how that is done. Explain what, please.
Well, the changes will occur in the next school year. But for the contract itself, there's an elimination of 87 full-time equivalency positions.
87 full-time equivalency positions.
Okay. Yes. And that's basically due to release time. In the district, for some years, we had teachers who come in 1 hour or whatever the class hour is for a teacher to do the arts, if he said, and music, while the teachers go and do their planning time. And the reason we did that is because if we didn't have a certified teacher in class, we would not get the credits for the state aid.
Okay.
All right. So what we're simply doing is the planning time is going to go away the way it is now. Next year is going to be a different way of doing things in an innovative way. We're going to sit down, or the administration is going to sit down with the group, the administrative group, to come up with a plan, and with the teachers to decide what is the process that we're going to do this. It's not going to go away. Okay, that's going to happen.
You know, physical ed, phys ed. And arts
and music are not going away.
In the elementary schools are not going away.
They're not going away.
Okay.
What is going away is the way we've been doing things for several years. We're going to do it in a different way. We're going to have to be innovative about it, and we're going to have to give the teachers that are going to be in the classroom some help. So we will probably have about 8 to 10 consultants that will go around the district assisting our classroom teachers in their planning of music. If you said in arts.
Okay. But I want to be absolutely clear on what's happened here. You've taken away a planning hour from the teachers that during which, they used to plan, obviously.
Right.
But now they will be covering art and phys ed, which used to be
music,
covered
right.
by art, phys
by
ed, and music
person.
That
right.
used to be covered by somebody else who came in just to teach those topics.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. But it's not really clear how this is going to work out. You're saying something about consultants then?
Well, I mean, and you know, this is something that now that we have the contract, our administration and her team can get down to the business of developing the plan.
Exactly how
okay.
that will play
exactly
out.
Exactly how that will work.
Okay.
Now, there are some ideas, and there are ideas right now, and one of them is the consultant kind of theory that they'll come and help our teachers. Pretty much like professional development, in my view. It's not exactly the same, but somewhat. That's one way. But that's not the way it's going to happen necessarily, okay?
Okay.
What I'm telling you at this point is that we have the contract. Now we know what we have. We know that we saved 87 positions, okay, that are going away. Not saved, but they're going away. Full-time equivalency positions, which brings us a savings of nearly $7 million.
Okay.
Okay?
But 87 full-time equivalencies, that still sounds, in a 915-member district, that's still a pretty significant hit, is it?
Well,
not?
The state of the economy has caused governments and school boards to think differently.
Okay.
And that is what we're trying to do, while at the same time preserving those key elements of the teaching for kids.
Okay.
They're not going to go away in any way, shape, or form. They're going to be taught differently. That's right.
Okay.
And how different it's going to be It's in the development stage now.
Remains to be seen.
Right.
And you closed $7 million of the $11 million gap with just that one in just that move. Okay.
Exactly.
You got a pay freeze for 5 years as well. That's
for 2 years.
A pay freeze for two years. The contract was for five, but the pay freeze is only for two?
2 years, and then it's a reopener for
Then you reopen.
Then reopen, yeah.
Okay. A bill is making its way through the legislature that would cut state funding to school districts if new long-term contracts don't cut 10% of the total budget. If this bill becomes law, would Lansing be vulnerable to a cut in state aid then?
Well, we have other groups that we're working with within our system, other bargaining units. So do they mean with one union or with our union personnel, period? Okay? Because we have other bargaining units, too, so we're not done.
And from the union's point of view, it got a five-year contract that essentially sidesteps right to work?
I don't know if it sidesteps. I think that any teacher has the right not to be a union member.
Okay.
That doesn't keep them from not being a union member if they don't want to.
You're quoted in Kathleen Levy's Lansing State Journal article this morning as still having real concerns about the future. Do you think the district is looking at more deficits in the future then?
Well, the way that the schools are funded and the way the money is being diverted from the education fund to other projects that are out there, like the EAA, the Education Achievement Agency, and you know, all this movement to take money away from public schools for other initiatives, it certainly is going to erode the money that's there for everybody. So if we don't have a way, and we don't have a way as a school board to pass a bond for additional tax, it's totally up to the state.
Okay.
So unless the state gives school districts, especially urban districts, some additional funds, you know, things are not changing. Things are, gas is higher, food is higher. Cost of living is going up, but the wages and the money we have to run the district are not.
Okay.
So, yes, I think that even though this contract is a good contract, we can live with it. I'm not necessarily happy that we're in this position because it's just taking away money from the classroom, money from the districts to provide, you know, what people would call quality education. They're still going to be educated, and we're doing everything, and this contract assures that we can do it. At this point in time.
All right.
How many more cuts can we absorb? We may be cutting the district out of existence.
Okay.
You know?
We have to stay on top of this. The Lansing School District, a new five-year contract agreement with the LSEA. Guillermo Lopez is the president of the Lansing Board of Education. Thanks, Guillermo. Good luck.
Thank you.